Okay, hello. My name is Richard W. Hartzell, American citizen, living in Taipei, Taiwan. Now, I want to go over my property, so-called fair market calculation, because I suppose no matter how one writes that out, it's probably confusing. So this is property one of one. It's the only one I own. The address is given here. I have a Microsoft Word file, Donghu-Calc-Excel, which is I've copied the Excel, program calculation over to a Word file. So that's what I've come up with. Okay, the address is given here. Ownership is me. It's a small shop. Okay, the ownership date. Every time they rezone these areas, they change the registered ownership date. This is very confusing to me. Because back then we didn't, make an exact... We thought that the date would always be set in stone at the land office anytime we could check it out. But it may have been earlier than this. Anyway, the building itself was constructed in 1981, so it's 40 years old. Four stories and maybe five, depending on how you count. You know, some of the upper stories are only partial, and there's no living space there. We're on the first floor. My shop is on the first floor. Okay, here, I also have a file, which is Donghu-Calc Notes. Okay. excuse me. So, anyway, in Taiwan, the official government size calculations are done in square meters. But in the society itself, among the people and the real estate agents, they all use the size unit of ping. And I guess in the United States, square feet is more common. So on my Donghu-Calc Notes Microsoft Word file, I have a calculation here. 93.74 square meters equals 1,009 square feet equals 28.36 ping. So, I mean, that means one ping is 35.574 square feet, which is about 36, right? That's the a unit of measurement that was established during the Japanese era here in Taiwan. Okay, so constructed before or after the September 1999 earthquake. There was a major earthquake in Taiwan, September 1999, and all the building codes were significantly upgraded. So we obviously are before that, since this building was constructed in 1981, which means the value is going to be lower because the construction standards were lower back then. So I have the purchase price per ping here, which is, again, reference when you're talking here in Taiwan. So I wanted to come up with a estimated fair market value as of December 8th, 2020. And this is really difficult because you have, in where I grew up in Ohio, you have these areas where you just have miles and miles of these individual housing units. And you have front lawn, back lawn, and it's the same size of a plot. You can look at one house, of course, depending on renovations and what they did to it. making you get a value for another. But this is just a random building put up by a construction company 40 years ago. And nearby, there's really nothing that compares to this. Everything is different. I mean, there are places in Taiwan where you have whole, you know, areas which are maybe built by the same construction company, and so you have a lot of possibility for comparative, you know, pricing there. But this unit I have, it just doesn't fall in that category. So as far as getting some kind of estimated value, my wife actually a number of years ago went to one of those courses in the local, you know, like evening university kind of thing, where they teach about estimating the value of real estate and stuff. And after going there for, I guess, a couple months, she came back and told me it's once or twice a week for a couple months. And she came back and told me she thought it was, you know, just might as well use witchcraft, because you had the people, you know, from the class, and then the teacher would give them a few examples and say, go out and estimate the value of this, and using all the techniques which the teacher taught them. I mean, you had a wide range of values. Some of them were not even comparable at all, so I don't know. And then now with the COVID, you know, here we are my relevant date is December 8th, 2020, but I mean, COVID is also raging then. So, I mean, how much, who's buying anything, you know? So it's really hard to say. I mean, I added 10%. Just sort of, you know, inflation and stuff like that. I don't know how accurate that would be. I mean, it's really hard to say. Whatever the market will bear, you know. I mean, if you had someone, you know, who's looking for this kind of place, I don't know. So I came up with this total. I have the per ping price. So I came up with this total of 702.040. And so then I put down what deductions I would add to get the you know, so-called fair market value. The loan has been paid off. Outstanding loan to anyone else is non-existent. Historical improvements. I just had, these are NT dollars. I had some improvements there. And these are during the last 7 years. No amounts for depreciation, casualty losses, theft losses, etc. were previously claimed on my U.S. tax returns. So also by just making a very minimal 10% increase in price, I'm sort of taking into account, you know, depreciation and stuff like that, or trying to. So, Taiwan's capital gains tax, this is the figure that I was given. This is the figure that I was given as per a May 17th, 2021 official letter from the tax authorities. They said if I sold the property at that date, that would be the capital gains tax, NT dollars, of course. Loan interest payments in 2020, no. Land tax. Okay, land tax is the tax on the portion of the land allocated to this particular shop or residency unit, whatever. These are paid in November of each year. So selling in December, I would have like one additional month. So I calculated 1 month based on the yearly, you know, total. Building tax, tax on the physical building, see, these are assessed in May of each year. That covers the previous 12-month period. So that would be 7 months if I sold in December of 2020. Real estate agency fee, the local standard here is 4%. Although my wife said it could go as high as 6%, we'll go with 4%. Legal and accounting fees. They have a person who deals with these real estate matters is called a DAISU. So in English, I'd spell that D-A-I-S-H-U. And it's halfway between a lawyer and an accountant. And he deals with all these fees. And that would be somewhere in the range of, he deals with all these procedures when you're selling or buying, you know, the residency or the house or the real estate. So we figure $40,000 for the NT dollars for that. Recording fees and closing fees at the Dijing. I just spelling that D-I-J-N-G, which is just the local government housing office. Real estate office. However you want to translate that, would be about $20,000. Additional costs of sale. There could even be various small assessments, and then you might even have some express mail or express package delivery of various things. So total deductions, I came up with this figure, fair market value, then, you know, deducting the estimated fair market value of December 8th and then deleting those deductions. And then there's a property transaction income tax. The amount of money you get from selling this property is not taken into your Taiwan income tax, you know, as a figure, but rather they use some sort of formula to determine what amount of a property transaction income tax should be added directly to your income tax for the, you know, for the following year. So again, I called the local tax office there in June of 2021, and they gave me this figure after I'm trying to understand what I'm trying to do. So I came up with this final figure of $649.43 for the value of this. So that's my overview of my transaction here involving estimated fair market value calculation of this one property which I have. And I would say maybe it's one additional point is like back, you know, 15, 20 years ago, that, you know, a lot of times, I mean, the loan rates were low, the amount of interest being charged on loans were low, the rentals were low, and it was just essentially possible to, you know, pay off a loan just from the rental received. That all changed, I guess, after the financial crisis of the early 21st century, and then into the 2010, 2011, 2013, that all changed. But, you know, that was what happened at that time. So this is my explanation.